Several types of medications are used across the three phases of controlled ovarian stimulation. The specific protocol is tailored to each person based on age, weight, hormone levels, ovarian reserve, and prior response. What follows is an overview of the main medication categories and what to expect. Most injections in this process are subcutaneous, given just under the skin with a short, fine needle, and are generally well tolerated. Some people give them independently. Others prefer assistance from a partner, family member, friend, etc. Suppression phase. Oral contraceptive pills are sometimes used to quiet natural hormone production and coordinate cycle timing. Side effects are mild: irregular vaginal bleeding, headaches, breast tenderness, or nausea. Blood clots occurring within the body are rare but possible. Your clinician will select the ideal type of suppression, if any, based on your medical history and test results. Stimulation phase. Injectable gonadotropins, providing FSH activity, LH activity, or both, drive follicle growth. These are the same hormones involved in natural follicle development. In ovarian stimulation, dosing is prescribed to fit the individual. Side effects may include fatigue, headaches, mood changes, mild nausea, and temporary fluid retention. Injection site reactions like bruising or redness are common with any injectable. Oral stimulation medications. Clomiphene citrate and letrozole work by prompting the brain to increase FSH production, rather than delivering hormones directly. Both clomiphene citrate and letrozole are well tolerated, with mild and infrequent side effects for most people. Clomiphene citrate is FDA approved for fertility use. In a small number of cases, roughly 1 to 3%, visual changes such as blurred vision or light sensitivity can occur. These are usually mild and resolve after stopping the medication. If any visual changes are noticed while taking it, let your care team know. Letrozole is prescribed off-label for fertility, meaning it's FDA approved for another condition, but has a strong, decades-long track record of safe and effective use in fertility treatment. For most people, it has fewer side effects than clomiphene citrate. GnRH antagonists may be added mid-cycle to prevent premature ovulation. They are generally well tolerated, with occasional mild injection site reactions, including a burning sensation, abdominal discomfort, or headache. GnRH agonists can have different effects based on how they're used. When used for suppression, brief menopause-like symptoms, hot flashes, headaches, mood changes, are possible. When used as a trigger, significant side effects are uncommon. Oral progestins, for example, medroxyprogesterone or MPA, may be used as an alternative to antagonist for ovulation suppression in cycles where no fresh embryo transfer is planned. Gastrointestinal upset is uncommon, but may occur with oral progestins. Injectable leuprolide acetate is another medication that may be used to prevent premature ovulation and/or to synchronize follicles pre-stimulation. It is also generally well tolerated, though some women may experience hot flashes or night sweats. Trigger injection. HCG completes egg maturation before retrieval by replicating the body's natural LH surge. Your team may advise that HCG be administered intramuscularly, and if so, special instructions will be provided. Depending on your individual circumstances, a GnRH agonist may be used instead of or in combination with HCG. Your care team will determine the optimal approach for you. Side effects may include breast tenderness, bloating, or pelvic discomfort.